Passengers lying back in their seats, mostly ignoring the scenery. Long-distance travelers, some of them sick of something going around. Train stops in the valley. Some get off to stretch their legs, have a smoke. There's a young guy with a woman and a kid. The woman's crying. And the guy's swaying on his feet. It's intense, whatever it is. Gets on, drunk. States his business as if everyone is included. Big guy, beard, tattoos, earring. When he gets the kid settled, he gets out a cell phone, starts talking. Somebody called Amber. Probably the woman on the platform who's still crying. And some guy is showing up and standing beside her. And they watch as the train leaves. Dry place, still some palms, and the low hills roll. Doze off, then I hear the kid playing his video game, Garage Man, and his old man's on the phone, talking. Amber. He wants to get back together again with her, but the conductor comes past. Tough mama, black lady, cranky. He asks her how long before the next smoke stop. 20 minutes, she says. But he's fidgety, he's up and down, he's walking back and forth, and then he's on the phone again. Don't know who he's talking to, but he says, "I'll be there in 20 minutes. Even the guy in front of me, the musician, he's listening in. Yeah, you just know the way his head is turned, like he's watching the scenery. His gunslinger fedora tipped forward. Yeah, he's listening. Dusk. Where is this place? Can't see the sign on the station. Lots of people coming and going. Tail lights. They get on, they get off. The guy gets off and he meets a red-haired woman on the platform. Musician too. He goes over by the wall, lights up, watches. The woman picks the kid up, gives him a kiss, and then slips something to the guy. I don't know what, money? This is the back of the train, the last carriage, like we've been put in quarantine. And the guy, he's on his phone again, and he's talking to some guy, definitely a guy. He's looking for work or something, keeps saying, "It wasn't my fault. I'm clean, man, I'm telling you." And then he's talking about IED Alley. That's what they call the highway between the airport and downtown Baghdad. Ambushes, improvised explosive devices. He must have been in the army. Or Maybe he was a contractor and he's looking to get another gig as a contractor. But it's nothing doing. And man, he's restless. He's always getting up, talking to whoever he can talk to. Walks the kid up and down, and then gets the kid to sleep. And then the musician, he's on a cell. But he talks low. You're thinking you can't sleep. The darkness, the flashing light, the roll, the lurch, the groan. And then you wake and you've stopped somewhere in the high ponderosa. Cold wind, dust, moonlight and sage tumbling past. Old buildings, dark buildings. A truck pulls up, kills its lights, but no one gets out. Yeah, place is deserted. And then you see somebody step out from the shadows, tosses a cigarette away. And then he comes back towards the train, crosses the tracks. Yeah, it's the guy. Dawn. Fog everywhere. Low and bright on the right, where the sun's coming up. Thick and gray on the left. Trains running hard on the flat. And then we go into a tunnel. And when we break from the other side, the fog is gone. Clear all the way to the mountains. Conductor comes through. Says 5 minutes, next stop. And I see the musician get up and bring his guitar down from the overhead rack. And I'm thinking, well, the mercenary will get off to have a smoke. But when I look back through the crack between the seats, he's conked out, and the kid too, below a blanket. Small town, mountain lake, long lake, and the tracks run with the lake. I watch the musician get off, disappear. The guy didn't get off. He slept right through the stop. And when I got up to stretch my legs, I took a good look at him. And quite frankly, he looked blue in the face. The kid was awake. He was playing his video game. The conductor lady came past, removing tickets from the empty seats. She looked at my ticket and said, "Oh, you're going right through." And then she went to the guy behind. But he was out of it, missed a stop and everything. And no one could wake him up. Not his kid, not tough mama. And me, I certainly didn't feel like it. "He's sick," I said. "He's on medication, I think." I moved forward a seat to the one vacated by the musician. There was a better view. No post in the window. And truthfully, I just wanted to put some distance between myself and the guy, whatever he was. We're up there in the mountains, the endless forest. Sandy track cuts, lots of pine, ponderosa pine. And I was looking out there hoping to see something, an animal, a deer, a bear, maybe a cougar. Then we were going around this long curve, so I had lots of time to see it. A red pickup truck. Oh, it was concealed in the trees. It's quite amazing there, the pole pines and the deciduous stuff red in the fall. So it blended right in. An older truck, like something you'd see in a National Geographic ad from the 1950s. And there was a guy, and he had a rifle. A hunter. Well, he was dressed like a hunter, and he was aiming at something back in the woods. And then as we passed, he just turned around and aimed straight at me. Christ. Was he just clowning around or what? And he was gone. And we were descending.